Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 14 through 20. Brethren, become imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus, which are in Judea, for you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove us out, and displease God, and oppose all men by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles, that they may be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins. But God's wrath has come upon them at last. But since we were bereft of you, brethren, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again. But Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before the Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 8 through 12. The Lord said to his disciples, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious how or what you are to answer or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." On this day, the 2nd of November, we commemorate the holy martyrs Akindinos, Pagasios, Aphthonios, Elpidephoros, and Anempodistos. These martyrs contested in Persia about the year 330 in the reign of Sapor, king of Persia. Akindinos, Pagasios, and Anempodistos, Persian Christians, confessed Christ before the king and were put to many torments. Aphthonios and Elpidephoros, drawn to the faith of Christ through the martyrs, were beheaded with another 7,000. Saints Akindinos, Pagasios, and Anempodistos were at last burned to death. Two churches were dedicated in their honor in Constantinople. As is often the case in church hymns, there is a play on the meanings of the saints' names here. Akindinos means unimperiled. Pagasios is derived from pagazo, to gush forth. Aphthonios is derived from aphthonos, abundant. Elpidephoros means hope-bearing. Anempodistos means unhindered. These are all Greek translations of their Persian names.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net.
If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.